This concept is very important to understand. So you've probably heard of an average, which you can find if you're given a set of numbers. You just need to take every number, add it together, and then divide it by the number of things you have. This will give you your average. Now keep in mind, using the average has its drawbacks. Let's say, for example, that you are looking to buy a car. You see a bunch of cars in your price range, however, one of the cars is super expensive. If I were to give you an average price of these cars, it would be very high and not accurate at all. So a better alternative is to use the median. The median is found by taking these numbers, putting them in ascending order, and then picking the middle value as your result. So the median is often much more accurate. However, the biggest downfall with the median is that it is often not as simple as the average. And this is because you have to take your data and put it in ascending order first before finding the median. This can make the calculation tedious, especially when dealing with very large data sets.